Good evening. It's Thursday, April 11th, 2019. This is Nancy Sorden, Chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I'm calling the first meeting of the 2019 Board to order. Mr. Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay. Bracey Young?
Here.
Oh, and this is, and I'll Grace is a listener representative from KPFK. So Grace is here. Gary Bost, affiliate representative from Cerebral Radio.
Gary's present.
Gary's here. Thank you. Robin Collier, affiliate representative, KCEI.
Present.
Robin's present. Chris Corey, listener representative, KPFA.
Here.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier, listener representative, KPFT. I'm here. Donald Goldmacher, listener representative, KPFA. Andrea Don, we'll come back to you. Jan Goodman, listener representative, KPFK.
Here.
Jan is here. And by the way, I go through these names in alphabetical order by last name, so you'll know when to unmute yourself, and you can mute yourself after I call you. Sabrina Jacobs, staff representative, KPFA. Enter you, Sabrina. Wally James, staff representative, KPFT.
Sabrina's here. Sorry, Bill.
Okay. Okay, got you, Sabrina. I didn't hear Wally. Dwayne Lark, listener representative, KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrienne LaViolette, listener representative, KPFT.
Here.
Adrienne is here. Ralph Pointer, listener representative, WBAI.
Yeah, Ralph here.
Okay, hello. Ralph's here. Lawrence Reyes. Yeah, got you, Ralph. Lawrence Reyes, listener representative, KPFK.
I'm here.
Lawrence is here. Sean Rhodes, staff representative, WBAI.
I'm here.
Okay, Sean is here. Eileen Rosen, listener representative, WPFW.
I am here.
Eileen's here. Mansoor Sabah, listener representative, KPFK.
Mansoor Sabah is Hazir, and you should let everybody know my email address is buzz@, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. James Salgerton, listener representative, WBAI.
Here.
James is here. Thank you. Nancy Sorden, listener representative, WPFW.
Here.
Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg, listener representative, WBAI.
Present.
Alex is here. Tom Voorhees, listener representative, KPFA.
Tom's here.
Tom is here. Moscula, Washington, listener representative, WPFW.
Here.
Okay, Moscula's here. Maxie Jackson III, our executive director.
Present.
Maxie's here. John Tatum, our parliamentarian. Are you here, John? Can't hear you. Going back, Donald Goldmacher, are you here?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, good. I think you must have been muted before. Thank you. Wally James, KPFT. Can't hear you. He said he might be late. Dwayne Lark, KPFT. Can't hear you either. So let me count. We have 19 directors present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair. And I think you're muted, Nancy. Can't hear you, Nancy.
Thank you. Sorry, I was muted. Do we have any requests for excused absences? I did not see any, so we don't need to feel. We don't have any excused requests for excused absences to vote on. Okay. Next, could I get some timekeeper volunteers? One for
I'll do both of them. Mansoor will do both of them.
Mansoor will do both the item and the speaker. Speaker
yes.
gets
and
90 seconds, unless we specify otherwise. And the item, I will let you. Well, the item I'll let you know from the agenda, unless you can see, can tell yourself. Okay.
May I explain how I do this?
Yes, please do.
Sure. Yeah, I'll give 30 seconds notice. I'll try not to break your thought process while you're talking, but I would say 30 or 30 seconds, and then 15 seconds, and, you know, 5, 10, and time. And I've been told once I say time, the chair will take over, and she's in charge of telling you to bring it to an end or whatever. But I'll say time once. That means your time is up.
Great. Thank you, Mansoor. Okay. Next item on the agenda is agenda approval. So I have a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve agenda, Mansoor.
Okay.
Great. Second.
Okay. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Okay. All right. Is there any objections to the agenda? All right. The agenda is approved. Great. Welcome to the 2019 Pacifica National Board. We're going to go around to each director, new and ongoing, and I'm going to ask each person to introduce themselves, say if you're a new or a current director, or, you know, last year's director, and your station, and if you're a listener or a staff director, and also your goals for Pacifica for this year, or in the future, and that will help all of us to maybe help you engage you, engage you on the goals with people who have similar goals will find a soulmate. So,
Madam Chair, Mansoor would like to be recognized for a point of order.
Okay, what's your point of order?
Sure. I'm sorry. I don't mean that you have broken the point order, but I would like to ask if the parliamentarian can explain briefly how we say we have a point of order, point of information, this and that, so people would start practicing that at this, during this meeting. You know, what does it mean you have a point of order? How to be recognized as well?
All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Tatum, are you present? I'm thinking he might have had trouble calling in or something. So while we go around on the introductions, I'm going to text him and see if he's having trouble. So I'm.
I already did that, man.
You already did that. Oh, okay. Did he no reply?
He hasn't responded yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, I haven't seen any email from him yet either. Hopefully all is okay. All right, I don't know, but hopefully he'll join us as soon as he can. Okay. Let's start with a... And then when he does, we'll have him do that for sure, Mansoor. Thank you for requesting that. Okay, let's start. Let's go alphabetical. Grace Aaron.
Hello, everyone, and welcome new members. My name is Grace Aaron. I'm a listener director from KPFK. I am a continuing director. I would like to, I'm sorry I'm getting interrupted, but my goals are to make sure that the Pacific Emission Statement is adhered to and the bylaws, especially the beginning of the bylaws where it states that Pacifica is dedicated to peace and social justice and welcomes people with that orientation to become part of this 70-year-old project. I'd like to see our financial house put in order, our programming improved, so that we have more resources and more impact on society. I'd like to see a 24/7 best of Pacifica internet station, and ultimately a SiriusXM station, among other things. That's my vision right now for Pacifica.
Thank you very much, Grace. Gary Bost.
Hi, Grace. Thank you. My name is Gary Bost. I'm staff director for Cerebral Radio. I would like to introduce myself to everyone. I'm not in a real happy place right now with the board or certain members of the board who are trashing other directors and pretending to be more important than other directors who happen to run internet stations or any sort of new media because they're part of the old establishment. And I hope that this board takes into consideration that there is many different ways to get messages out. There is no longer room for just terrestrial radio. There are other forms of media that I think should be embraced by Pacifica.
Time.
And we account for a large majority of that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gary. Okay. Robin Collier.
Yes, I'm Robin Collier from Taos, KCEI, and I'm an affiliate director elected in February. And I've been in radio for 17 years, producing lots of segments for seven different stations, and we started our own station 2.5 years ago. My main goal is to strengthen the affiliate network and hopefully bring the Pacifica into financial stability.
Okay. I just would like to say something in response to Gary, that I hope that we can rectify what your concerns are, and I hope to speak to you about that soon. Chris Corey.
Hi, this is Chris Corey. I'm a listener director from KPFA, and I've been serving on the board for a little over a year. I'm also chair of the National Finance Committee. My main interest in being on the board and being a director at this time is to help Pacifica make it through the next round of financing that's going to be necessary to take care of the outstanding debt obligation, which comes due in about 18 months. So that's my main reason for being here, and I look forward to working with any and all of you that are interested in that challenge. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Bill Crozier.
Hi, I'm Bill Crozier. I'm a listener representative from KPFT, and I've been on the board for, I was on the board for 3 years, then I was off for 3 years. Now this is my fourth year back on, so welcome to the new people. Like a lot of people stated, I'm really concerned about finances. I think we need to increase listenership. We need to improve programming at all of our stations so we can get more listeners. It's important for our mission. It's also important for our finances, and we've got to get more revenue, both from listeners and we're looking at other ways. And I hope we can, you know, reduce the dysfunction on our governance and our board, and so that we can work together to figure out how we can raise more money and pay off that debt and really move forward and expand. We really need to stand up to this craziness coming out of the White House and some of our state legislatures and let people know what's really going on. I'm done. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill. Okay. Don Goldmacher, are you with us yet?
I am with you and have been since the outset.
Great. Oh, okay.
So I'm an elected listener director from KPFA. And my reasons for coming onto the national board are pretty similar to what Bill just alluded to, as Grace did earlier, with one exception, that we are the only progressive radio network in the United States that I am truly aware of, along with our affiliates. And there are now millions of millennials and others who identify themselves or say they are in favor of socialism in the United States. That should be our audience, and it shouldn't be too difficult to let them know we're here, we exist for them, and that we should have relevant programming that addresses not only their needs, but the needs of the American people.
10 seconds.
Popular and relevant and can act. I'm also in favor of stabilizing the revenues.
Time.
Thank you very much, Don. Jan Goodman.
Hi. I am a listener rep from KPFK in Los Angeles, and this will be my fourth year on the PNB. Some of the things that I'm interested in accomplishing or seeing accomplished are creating a national magazine or other type of national program, letting people know what's going on in the country, which all five of our stations will play, as well as hopefully many affiliates. I'm hoping to increase listenership, have Pacifica use many platforms in addition to terrestrial radio.
10 seconds.
Okay. Stabilize our finances, use monthly sustainers to increase our stable finances, encouraging testamentary gifts, and have stories on the air about people who've left money to Pacifica, who they were, and their listening and giving past, and why they left money to Pacifica. I think that's important to encourage other people to do the same.
Thank you, Jan. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs.
Hello?
Sabrina, yes.
Yes, I hear you. Okay, good. Hi, my name is Sabrina Jacobs, and I am a staff representative from KPFA in Berkeley. And I've been at KPFA for about 10 years now, and I've been doing my own show for about 6 years. And I've been on the board this is my fourth year, and my third year on the PNB, and just looking forward to improving programming and finding new avenues for raising money. Looking forward to working with you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Sabrina.
Thank you.
Wally James. Well, who's?
Yeah. This is Wally James. I'm a staff director. I've been a programmer at KPFT for 33 years. I'm very dedicated to the Pacifica mission, and I want to do, you know, everything that I can to help get better, more membership, and also to solve the financial problems that we have. Pacifica is so powerful, if only more people know about it, and that's what I would like to help.
Thank you, Wally. Dwayne Lark.
Are you with us yet? Yes, I'm going.
Oh, great. Okay. Didn't hear you before. Go ahead. Introduce yourself. I'm not sure you got my email. Introduce yourself. if you're a continuing or new staff or listener and your goals for Pacifica.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. First off, let me congratulate you for the endurance you've showed the last 14, 15 months, maybe 16 months. I began in December of 2017, and it's been an arduous effort, many difficulties, but I believe anything worthwhile has always been difficult to maintain. I am a recurring coming back member to some not wanting to come back, but there were enough people in Houston, being Houston local board, that wanted me to come back, and I'm back. Be that lightning rod, that when people do not want to do what we believe is in the best interest of the foundation, we'll speak very loudly about it and very consistently. My goal will continue to be to try to get this majority and now this supermajority to concentrate on getting us out of the loan mess that they put us
time
in and to focus on it. And therefore, hopefully, there will be a change of attitude and a change of behavior so that that focus will be on saving the foundation from the debt that has been incurred.
Thank you, Wayne.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, what's your point of personal privilege?
Somebody should be muted. It's hard to hear. There's a lot of background noise. Somebody's
okay,
not muted.
All right, great, thanks. Yes, if you are not speaking, if you could mute your phone, please. Okay.
Somebody's moving around.
Yeah. If somebody is not speaking, would you please mute your phone?
Wayne,
is that okay? We're having a hard time hearing everybody. If you could just mute your phone, that would be great. Thank you very much. Okay. Adrian LaViolette, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Adrian, and I'm a listener representative from KPFT. I'm a first-time director, long-time listener. Basically, I would like us to work together, be productive, and not waste valuable time with meetings that go nowhere because of dilatory behavior. Financial stability is, of course, of utmost importance, but I'm particularly interested in seeing that our audits are clean and done on time. And I'm also interested in helping reform our bylaws, and I'm looking forward to working with you all. Thanks.
Thank you, Adrian. Ralph Pointer.
Yes, Ralph here from BAI, listener, first-time member of the National Board. So much has been said, and it's been said very well. What I'm interested in is working towards making those words real. We need not continue with dreams or of programs. We need to continue with the determination to make...
Ralph, your last few words just dropped out. You said we need to continue with, and then you dropped
with
out.
Making the words real.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Lawrence Rays, or
you got it right, Nancy.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm Lawrence Rays. I'm a listener representative from KPFK. I've been on the board previously. My goals are for financial transparency, financial stability, and that we need to return to our old radical mission, especially in these times of right-wing attacks on immigrants, on people of color. So that's my goal, and I'm also willing to work across the aisle with anybody that I believe is acting in the best interest of Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. Sean Rhodes.
Hi, I'm Sean Rhodes, staff director from WBAI.
This is not exactly my first time on the board. I was elected in 2016, but the then board majority refused to recognize me. So this is my first time being recognized, and so I'm new in that context. And I'm interested in seeing Pacifica become a fully functional, self-sustaining entity in order to thrive and bring its programming and messages to listeners around the world.
Great. Thank you. Eileen Rosen.
Yeah, hi, everybody. Eileen Rosen from WPFW. I've been on the LSB for 2 years or so. I've been the chair of the audit committee for a little over a year, but now I'm here. I wanted to be on the PNB not only because of the current climate and the, you know, increased need for Pacifica's work, but because of the time it is now for Pacifica. I feel like we're at a make it or break it point, but in order to survive, we'll need to accept the idea of compromise among ourselves instead of the winner take all outcomes or outright paralysis sometimes that we've seen. I've been working with nonprofits for many years.
10 seconds.
They were very different from Pacifica, but I think that some of my experience and expertise could be relevant for us in the coming period. That's it.
Time.
Thank you. Mansoor Sabah.
Hi. I've been on the board for the last 2 years, and I'm representing staff from KPFK. My goals are stability in management. We would like to have professional management and in finance, and working really hard with anybody and everybody who would like to change the bylaws and maybe rewrite or have a new set of bylaws for Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you, Mansoor. James Dobberton.
Yes, you pronounced that correctly. I'm James Sagerton. I'm a new listener board member from WBAI. I'm a 45-year-plus listener. I've served on the finance committee at WBAI, and I was a volunteer there for years. And my first priority is survival, and then I'd like to expand to a larger audience, to digital technology and other applications, and I'd like to grow our presence in the national scene. I like the national magazine program idea. I've been trying to promote that locally at WBAI. I'm getting background noise. Am I being given my time? Hello?
Madam Chair, Nancy, you've been muted.
If you're not speaking, could you please mute your phone? Go ahead, James.
Okay, I'm done. That's pretty. Let me just say one final thing. I am a caretaker for my 101-year-old aunt, and Eileen Rosen is familiar with this from our work on the audit committee. Sometimes, because I have her on a monitor, you may hear her calling me. Don't worry. I will keep the phone muted most of the time, but sometimes I may have to run and see what she needs.
Well, happy birthday to your 101-year-old grandma. I'm looking forward to be that old.
Thank you.
Okay, Alex Steinberg.
Hi, I'm a listener representative from WBI in New York, and I was first on the national board, believe it or not, 10 years ago. And I was off the board for a few years. I was voted back on in 2016, but I was not allowed to take my seat along with other WBI representatives due to strange factional things that were going on at the time. If you want to know something about me, my main interests are philosophy, science, and revolution. And I have a very modest goal for Pacifica. I want to see Pacifica become a bastion of the left against capitalism and against the rise of fascism in this country and internationally. And I hope you're all aware that today, Julian Assange was arrested, and Pacifica is the only major media organization in this country that passed a resolution supporting Julian Assange's right to be a whistleblower. So you should all be proud of that, and we should do whatever we can to free Julian Assange.
Thank you, Alex. Tom Voorhees.
Yes, I'm Tom Voorhees from listener rep from KPFA in Berkeley. I've been listening to KPFA since 1954. I'm also a transmitter engineer for a number of the Pacifica affiliates. My goal for Pacifica is to get the debt taken care of and also bring back FSRN, that's Free Speech Radio News, or its predecessor, the Pacifica News Network, so we can inform the country and through all of our stations and the affiliates what is
10 seconds.
What's being done with our government at the present time.
Time.
Thank you, Tom. Maskila, Washington.
Yes, this is my third year on KNG. I'm a listener director at WPFW. I would like to say
everybody, please mute your phones if you're not speaking.
Are you interfering with my time by saying that?
Please start again.
I will not start timing you until everybody's quiet. So we'll just sit here until people mute their phones.
I would like to see this Pacifica board become known as one body that is inclusive and interested in saving the Pacifica network instead of two factions that keep us divided, exclusive, and therefore less inclined towards saving the Pacifica Foundation. I don't want to see us sell or swap any station. Thank you.
Thank you, Maskila. This is Nancy Sorden, and I'm a continuing board director, and I got re-elected yesterday, and I'm a listener director from WPFW. My goals are to have always been to help Pacifica get stabilized financially, and part of that includes finding ways to increase our revenue, pay off our debts, and also to put internal controls in place. In the last several audits, we have been dinged because we don't have proper internal controls. And our donors read that and decide whether or not to donate to us, and it prevents us from getting grants and other money coming in. And I also want to have more... make sure we get more professionals in here, experts, experienced people in all staff positions. Thank you, Nancy. Okay. Maxie, would you like to introduce yourself briefly you're going to get a whole 20 minutes, so why don't we wait till then, but say hello.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Is Mr. Tatum with us yet? John Tatum, have you joined us yet?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Everyone, this is John Tatum, our parliamentarian. We had a request for you to explain points of order, requests for information, or points of information, and points of personal privilege to distinguish between those. Is that correct, Mansour?
That's correct.
So, by way of introduction, if you could just speak for about a minute and a half, maybe, on those, describing those items, those things for us.
And himself as well.
And you too. And what's your goal? And your goal
okay.
for
specific.
I'm John Tatum, and I'm a professional registered parliamentarian, a member of the National Association of Parliamentarians. I passed all the tests that they have put in front of me concerning Robert's Rules of Order. I'm here because Nancy saw the vision of maybe how the board could run more efficiently by the use of the services of a parliamentarian. So she asked me to join up with the PNB, and I've done that. And I have been with the board for a little over 2 years, and looking forward to helping you guys. My goal is always to make the meetings run smoother, more efficient meetings, and to get the work of the board done in the most expeditious way as possible. And so those are my goals. There are two types of personal privilege. One is two types of question of privilege, I should say. One of them is that something is bothering you about the meeting, and so you can ask for a question of personal privilege because it's personally involving you. You can explain that to the chair, and the chair can make a ruling or try to fix whatever it is that's bothering you. Then there is the question of privilege of the assembly, and that means of the whole board. There is something that is bothering the whole board. Like, I'll give you an example. These people who have background noises and not muting their phone, that would fall in the category of question of privileges of the board. Now, if your phone is muted too much, not muted, but your volume is down too far, and you can ask whoever's handling Maestro to turn your volume up, that would be a question of personal privilege. So those are the two types of privilege. The request for information is a question that you have, and all questions are answered by the chair. If the chair does not know the answer to the question, the chair can refer the question to someone else, like the secretary or the parliamentarian, to answer the question. But all questions have to come through the chair. And I know a lot of people say point of information. Well, that came from Robert's Rules of Order version 10. Version 11, which is the latest version, uses request for information, but it's the same principle. You have a question that needs to be answered. There's also a point of order. A point of order means that some rule is being broken at the present time. And so you can raise a point of order and state to the chair what rule is being broken, and the chair will rule and say whether your point is well taken or not well taken, depending on whether you are correct that a rule is being broken. If a rule is not being broken, then of course you would say point of order not well taken and move on with the meeting. So that's basically it. I'm glad to be with you guys, and looking forward to helping you through email and through meetings. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. All right, we're next item on our next item on our agenda is election of pro tem officers. So we need to, as the first order of business, to elect officers for this coming year, but we do that by email, STV method. So for tonight, we will just elect pro tem officers, chair, secretary, and vice chair. So I'll take nominations for the position of chair.
I nominate Grace Perrin. Mansoor nominates Grace Perrin for pro tem chair.
May I respond?
Yes, Grace. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm actually in transit tonight, so I wouldn't be able to be the pro tem chair. But I'd like to ask a question, Nancy, if that's okay.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
And would it be in order for me to suggest, because we have such a full agenda, that we nominate all of the officers who have been serving to serve on a pro tem basis until the new officers are elected? Is that possible?
You could make a motion to do that.
Okay, so I'd like to move that we allow the 2018 officers to continue on a pro tem basis until new officers are elected.
Second, Sue.
Point of order, Chair.
What's the point of order, Gary?
My point of order is that changes the agenda. Does it require 2/3 vote?
No, it just is a way of nominating the chair, secretary, and vice chair all at once. I think it still comes under item number 4. So I think it's okay to do that.
Request of information, Dwayne Lark.
Yes, Dwayne.
Madam Chair, would there be anyone new or recurring that would prefer to serve in this capacity, notwithstanding the motion that's been put forth? We may can avoid a vote if there is no other individual who want to serve as secretary or chair.
Okay. Is there anyone who would like to serve as pro tem chair, secretary, or vice chair?
Chair, may I be heard real quick?
Yes, Gary, go ahead.
That's Lawrence. That's Lawrence, Madam Chair.
Oh, this is Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lawrence. Was that you before earlier as well?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your voices are very similar. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. This is what happened at KPFK's recent meeting, where the agenda was accepted, and then someone made, I believe it was Ms. Aaron, made a motion to elect temporary officers. To not elect temporary officers, to keep the same ones on board. I particularly don't have a problem with that. I just want to make sure that, you know, the dysfunction of not following the rules, because somebody might be in the minority, it's not fair. So that's...
Appreciate that.
That's
yes.
My concern.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, I am going to...
This is great.
Mr. Tatum, please.
Madam Chair, this is Grace with a point of personal privilege.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the current situation is not the same as in our local station board meeting. In the local station board meeting, the agenda item was to elect permanent officers, and that's different. In this meeting, first of all, the agenda item does not separate out the election for the different officers. It's in one part of one agenda item. Therefore, I feel it's proper to suggest as a motion that we continue all three in the same motion. But the situation is similar, but not exactly the same. And
okay, thank you. Okay, so I just want to be, I just want to clarify. Okay, so this item that we're working on now is to elect temporary chair, secretary, and vice chair, and they will only serve until the permanent officers are elected via email. And we will have nominations for those permanent positions coming up in item 6. So we can discuss that, the permanent officer election, then. This is just to make sure we have new officers going forward right now. And I think it's okay. I think we're still on the same item. Mr. Parliamentarian, do you have anything you would like to add that maybe something I'm not explaining properly or?
Madam Chair, that motion is in order because item number 4, elect pro tem officers, the motion was made to elect all 3. I heard a second. It does not change the agenda at all because I think that was the original question that was asked. No, it does not change the agenda. Now the discussion should be on whether you're in favor of this motion or whether you are against this motion. That's where we are now for the meeting.
Right. Thank you. Right. Thank you. Okay. So, is there any, I'll take two for, two against on this motion. Anyone that would like to speak for this motion?
Ralph here. It would save an awful lot of time. I'm for the motion. Let's move on. It's only for this evening.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone against this motion? Want to speak? Okay. I don't hear any more anyone against this motion. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay. Hearing no objection to this motion. Let's see. Did someone write this down for Grace? It was to nominate the current set of officers as pro tem. Is that correct, Jan? I mean, Grace?
Correct.
Grace.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, so Grace has moved to nominate the current set of officers as pro tem officers. Bill, did you get that down as a motion, as the motion?
Yes, I got it. Thank you.
Okay.
The word, Madam Chair, the word elect, that's not to nominate. This is an election.
Sorry, who is that?
This is a parliamentarian. Sorry to butt in without being asked to be recognized. I'm sorry about that, but I just wanted to correct this one word. The motion doesn't say to nominate these 3 people. It says to nominate these, to elect these 3 people.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering. That's what I wanted to know, if it was to nominate or to elect. So you said to elect. Is that correct, Grace?
Correct.
Okay. So I just want to state the motion again then. Is there any objections to Grace's motion to elect the current officers 2018 as the pro tem officers? Okay, hearing no objections, the officers from 2018 will continue until we have permanent officer elections. Thank you, everyone. Okay,
Mansoor, point of order, please.
Yes, go ahead, Mansoor.
Sure. Madam Chair, would you be kind enough to explain how the motions are brought to floor and they have to be written and sent out to the body before they've been discussing all that for the new members?
Right. Thank you. I did let that one slide because Grace said she was driving. I don't want anybody driving to be writing. I should have had someone write.
I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah. Someone, we should have asked someone to write it down for her. Normally, we have, when you propose a motion, you send it to everyone via the PNB listserv so everyone can read the actual motion and so that it can be properly put into the minutes. As it was intended to be written. Mr. Secretary, maybe you could send that around so everyone could see that motion that we just voted on. To
Madam Chair.
Okay, do you want me to read what I have?
But you could email it to everyone.
Okay.
So we Madam are supposed Chair. To... Okay, yes, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, Parliamentarian would like to be recognized. Thank you.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, that request from Mansoor, there is one exception to that. Sometimes motions come up at the meeting, and there's no time to send it ahead of time, like the current motion that was just approved. If you look at the agenda, it could have separated into three different motions: the chair, the person to be nominated and elected as chair, person nominated for secretary, elected, you know. But it so happened that a motion came up to elect all three, and there was no way to know ahead of time that that was going to happen. So that's the one exception. Thank you, Madam Chair.
But we have all agreed that when that does come up at the meeting, that we have our email systems up so that we are able to email each other a motion and look at it before we vote on it. Especially complicated ones. They need to be written and sent to everyone at the meeting, you know, when they're proposed, before they're voted on. It's preferable to have them sent ahead of time so people can look at them ahead of time. But, of course, that does come up, at the meeting, things that we do have to motions that are made at the meeting that we have to be able to see them in writing. Any questions on that? Okay. Next item is approve of minutes. I believe we're still waiting to get the minutes from the April 4th, which was the last open session of the 2018 PNB. And I believe they'll be coming at the next regular meeting, which will be May 9th.
I should get them out sometime.
But you probably will vote on them. You will send them before that so people can see the minutes. Sound like you almost had them ready, Bill.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, well, I had too many other things to do today. Sorry.
Yep, we all did. I hope everyone got the links. There was just one link, but it was a link to a lot of information and that Bill put together last year and updated this year for us. And I appreciate that. So the next item is nominations for permanent PNB officers for 2019. We need to approve the voting procedure, which I believe is does that include the nomination procedure? Do we nominate by email as well, correct? We did that last year.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead. I can't remember.
Yeah, there's a draft motion in the there's a motion on the second page of the agenda for this.
Oh. You want to read that?
So I'll make this motion, okay. Voting for the following election shall be by the instant runoff voting method. I left out the word method, to elect one director to each position in accordance with prior and current board policies and practices. PNB chair, PNB vice chair, PNB secretary, each station representative director on each PNB committee, parenthesis, one director per station, close parenthesis. The current secretary or secretary pro tem shall email ballots and voting instructions to the PNB directors before midnight Eastern time on April 16th, 2019. The ballot shall be returned to Terry Goodman, who shall be the election teller, and to Matthew Moore, who shall be the secondary ballot recipient, with the ballot return deadline being midnight Eastern Time on April 23, 2019. The teller and secondary ballot recipient shall tabulate the ballots in an accessible public location no earlier than April 25th and shall notice when and where that might be in advance. Election results shall be reported by the teller to the PNB via email before midnight Eastern Time on the date of the public tallies.
All right.
That's my motion.
Okay.
Motion is seconded, Mansoor.
Okay. So the current, so the email ballots will be sent April 16th. That's in a week. That's in 1 week. Go ahead.
Okay. And I did talk to Terry Goodman about this. For those of you new, he has been doing this for a number of elections like this for us for several years, and he seems to be pretty well accepted by different factions as being fair and very competent at this. And we generally have a secondary ballot recipient at another station who will do this at a station where anybody can witness it. And he suggested Matthew Moore. He's done that before. He's from KPFT. And so that's what this is about. And he said that they would probably do it on a weekend. This motion allows some flexibility, but that the tabulation on a weekend would allow a little more time make it easier for people to witness it. But that's not necessarily essential in here. I'll be glad to answer questions.
All right. Is there any debate on this motion? Anyone against this motion or have amendments for this motion?
Request for information?
Yes, Grace.
So do we do the nominations verbally tonight at this meeting? I'm not sure if I got that correctly.
I don't think that is included in this motion, so we probably should have a decision on how we're going to nominate, how we're going to do the nominations, either right tonight or by email or whatever. We can do that after we do this motion, I think.
Timekeeper, Madam Chair. Timekeeper.
Yes, timekeeper.
2 minutes left.
Less than
2 minutes.
Okay. Do I have a motion to extend this item for
5 minutes?
Well, we have to deal with the nominations too, so how about 10 minutes?
Sure. Motion to extend this for 10 minutes, Mansoor.
Is there a second?
Second.
Objections? Any objections to extending for 10 minutes? Okay, add that to the 2 minutes that were left, please. Okay.
Absolutely.
Request for information, Chair? Madam Chair?
Yes. Could people please say their names?
This is Eileen. Eileen,
okay,
request for information. Yeah, I was just wondering if the method proposed in this motion for electing PNB officers, is that the same way things have been done in the past, or is there anything new about it?
Bill, could you answer that question?
Yes, it's the same way we've been doing it since we've been having not having in-person meetings. This used to be done at the so-called annual in-person meeting, but since we haven't had those in several years, this is how we do it. So this allows secret ballot and public verification of the results.
One thing that's a little different with this motion is we had separate elections for committees, but I believe that was because we had been doing them at different times, and I'm guessing that you put them in together because we are getting such a late start to have this voting take place all together.
Yeah, and Bill for the stack.
Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. And since we're doing this kind of all together, the officers and the people in the national committees, if you have any doubt, nominate yourself or nominate whoever else you might want. and then you have time to figure out who you're actually going to vote for. And, you know, some people aren't sure how much time they have for different national committees. And there's one person from each station elected to each national committee. And so if the people at that station can agree among themselves who wants to do it, you know, they can all agree that. But we still, it's good to have this done by email. You can have write-ins. And if you're in doubt, like say, put your name forth and or get somebody else to, or nominate somebody else that you might like.
Okay. Is there anyone that wants to speak against this motion? Okay. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay. Hearing no objections, this motion to establish the voting process for elections of PNB officers and director representatives to the PNB National Committees is approved.